Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Everyone, this is Diane, and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. As I always say every week, what propels a civilization into the next step? So join me over the next hour and a half as I do this special show for Fifth Dimensional Living. As you all know, people that have been listening, and if you're listening in right now, Fifth Dimension is living at a different frequency than what humanity has been living at. And so what the show is for that inner journey to help you on your way. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about the experiences, or I talk about the experiences that I have and how it relates to three-dimensional consciousness. And all the shows at Earth Angels Radio pertain to that inner journey. So please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to find out more about all the radio shows that we have on Earth Angels Radio, including Fifth Dimensional Living, that I usually do on Thursdays at 11 a.m. And occasionally I do an extra show. I had Carol Guy as my guest yesterday, and Carol Guy started Earth Angels Radio in 2007. So if you're interested in going and listening to the show in the archives, it's Thursday, November the 14th, 11 a.m. Eastern, and my name is Diane Bachberger, B-U-C-H-B-E-R-G-E-R. Now, Carol announces it at the beginning of the show, but that's just, it's a long name, so I thought I'd help you out by, you know, doing that. And there was a show the week before, on the 7th, and of the last 3 months or so, I've been doing shows on what's really been going on energetically on the planet. And today, I want to do a show that has to do with changing paradigms, changing what is going on within us. And today, I was looking at and working at what I have within myself and what I am changing in within myself. And it does take a lot of energy to do this, to shift consciousness, but it has a lot of benefit too, because you know, there's more flow in fifth dimensional consciousness. It's based on love, so it's a win-win situation, because you're helping other people and helping yourself at the same time. I've also been talking recently about the comet Ison and what's been going on cosmically with that. On the show I did yesterday with Carol, there was someone that asked a few questions, so I will try to talk a little bit about that today. And there's a full moon in Taurus coming up November the 17th, so what that has to do with what's going on in the ascension and stuff. And I want to talk about trees and how they relate energetically to us. And also mirror neurons, if I have time. And also adrenal fatigue. And I saw seven black swans on Wednesday, and it usually means there's another big energetic shift happening when I see certain signs. And so, I want to talk about swans, and I use the book Animals Speak by Ted Anders. And I also want to talk about food and, vitality, a little bit about that today. And there's an article called Revolution and Revelation, and I talk about it quite a bit. So maybe I'll start off by talking a little bit about the Uranus-Pluto squares that have been going on since 2012. And they're going to carry through right into 2015. And what it involves is, alignments, certain alignments of Uranus-Pluto and how they square up with other, aspects of the cosmos. And it says here in this article, it's by Nick Anthony Fiorenza, F-I-O-R-E-N-Z-A. And if you plug in Revolution and Revelation, this article will pop up for you. And, the Uranus-Pluto geocentric square begins in June 2012. So it's been going on for a while now. And I've been talking about it, pretty much since that time. And I've been doing these shows for over 2 years now on my own, Fifth Dimensional Living. So it's like the build-up to everything, and I explain things. So, and this Uranus-Pluto square continues through March 2015, and it consists of 7 triggers, the exact squares occurring due to the planetary retrograde. And we just went through this another retrograde, and what has been going on with this is that we're going back and looking at things and shifting the way we see things. So I've been talking about that on shows too. So during this time, and it's coming up on November the 24th, 2013, the synodic square occurs. And that's, the exact center. The synodic square is the actual heliocentric square occurring in the current 138-year Uranus-Pluto synodic cycle that began on January the 7th, 1966, at the exact peak of the Vietnam War and the emergence of the Flower Power political movement. So this is the first 90-degree square in the cycle. So, we've just got through on November 1st to the 4th square, and it's carrying on through to March 2015, until, the 7th triggers happen, the 7 squares. But most of humanity has 7 chakras within the body. And it's just expansion of the chakras at each step. And we're going back and looking at things and reactivating things within ourselves. Christ consciousness or heart consciousness, the fifth dimensional consciousness, it's just a focus on love, but it also involves activating of the chakras that we already have, an expansion of them, and then activation of higher chakras that have been there, but they haven't been working or open in this 3D reality when there was a fallen consciousness many eons ago. So, as in January 7, 1966, it was the peak of the Vietnam War, and there was a political movement. So right now, there's a lot of people around the world that are speaking up and saying, we don't like what's going on. And like I said, these retrogrades are periods of time that we go back and look at things, and we see what doesn't work, and what, with this expansion in the consciousness, we're shifting the way we see things and going into a new paradigm. The old paradigm, energy within another energy, is restructuring, and within humanity, Adam, the macrocosm, it causes shifts in the cosmos and the stars around us. So, that's why I talk about it. I talk about animals and what they mean and their reflections of humanity. Well, the stars are also reflections of us, too. Humanity right now is going through a great ascension, and along with that ascension, it affects every being on the planet here and every being and everything in the cosmos. So this extreme cultural and social events of the mid-60s were a product of the Uranus-Pluto conjunct and the start of this 138-year-old, you know, Uranus-Pluto synodic cycle. And the square occurring in the 2015 will stimulate a dynamic cultural and social action based on what was set in motion in the 60s. So it's sort of like a bit of a time loop. It's been activated in the 60s. And, you know, this is when a lot of the indigo beings were activated also. And this period of time, the fourth square really set in motion, and that was on November the 1st of this year, activation within the indigo beings. And they've been holding a lot of energy for humanity here and, you know, bringing the higher consciousness. And, you know, this this period of time that's happening right now will be very catalytic for those born in the mid-60s. So people born in the mid-60s, it's really going to have effect on them. And although it says also here that the few years ahead may stimulate intense revolutionary action and reaction, we're already seeing that around the world, you know, in Egypt and Syria and different places. You know, people are speaking up. And, you know, the thing is that it's important to, instead of reacting in a violent way or reacting in an angry way, we want to make this change and go through this ascension in a positive way. So it's important that we look at our emotions, we go on the inner journey, and I've been talking about that over the last few weeks, about going within and looking at things that you, it's not so much what you don't like about yourself, it's things that aren't working. And you know, and then I guess it's a journey that you have to decide to take for your own. And it's just going to provide solutions for humanity when we go within and look within. And as a collective, it's going to help us, you know, shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, which is based on love. And you react to things in a loving way, and you look at everything in the now, in the moment. You look at the beauty of things, and also manifesting happens a lot faster. And, you know, we don't live in linear time anymore, but right now we're having like a crossover from one set of consciousness to another, from 3D consciousness into fifth dimensional consciousness, and higher for a lot of people. You know, so it's important that we look at this as a time of change and look at it as a journey and not look at it in fear. Feel it from love within the heart. And, you know, people are shifting right now, and they're opening up their heart chakras. You know, the regular heart chakra and the upper heart chakra are opening up. And it totally changes the way we see things and how we feel things. And it's done in a more balanced, loving way. And the more of humanity that, you know, awaken and step into the consciousness that we did have many eons ago, you know, but it also involves going in the inner journey and looking at things and releasing a lot of karmic energy. And I've been talking about how, you know, a lot of these, you know, solar eclipses and solar flares and, you know, lunar eclipses and alignments of the planets are just really a reflection of what's going on within us and the changes that are going on within humanity. So you may see a revelation or a revolution. You know, we can have both. I think humanity's decided to take the middle road, which means that the intensity of the shift is not felt as it could have been felt if we went straight into fifth dimensional consciousness. So this is an opportunity for humanity to look at solutions and to propel themselves to this, you know, new paradigm on Earth. And it's also an exploration, because, you know, of the planetary alignments. And it's a time for us to really look at things. You know, it says the initial Uranus-Pluto synodic cycle that began in the mid-60s and the energetics of these events catalyzing what would become another major evolutionary transition for us all. So back in 1966, it was actually a trigger and catalyzing effect. And there's been other dates along the way when things, you know, happened, like 1987 and, you know, in the early 90s. And then recently, in 2011, we were re-triggering our manifesting ability, and in 2012, really using that manifesting ability was coming forth. And right now, it's all about doing the work and going within and having those changes happen quite rapidly at times. So, you know, in this article, there's a graph, and they show pivotal points on, you know, the journey from, they actually have here April 2012, the turning, and then they have June 24th, 2012, the first square, then the 18th and 2012 was the second square, and then May 20th was the third square of 2013, and then November the first, this 2013, was the fourth square. So now we're coming up to this November the 24th, which is the Uranus-Pluto synodic square, the exact middle of the whole 138-year cycle. You know, and then to boot, this comic Ison is coming, and it's going to be coming near the sun. So, you know, this is just a reflection of the ancient creative energy within us. And this is happening, you know, kind of near American Thanksgiving. So I'm putting an intention out for humanity to shift this energy quite readily and to give thanks for the gift that this is coming. And I will talk about this a little bit more and more over the next few weeks when I do the shows. And you can go back to hear what I've talked about all this too. Because it's a lot to talk about in one show, okay? So just keep in mind that each of these, synodic squares are overlap each other. And so when we go back into when we do the Mercury retrogrades with each one, you know, it's a time to sit back. It's not a time to do a lot of changes in your life, but it's a time to really look and see what we can do. And just be aware of it. It doesn't really matter that you know what planet's intersecting what or what's conjuncting what. But, you know, know that there's an overlap. And October 1965 through June 1966 was a period of time that happened, and it was an activating time. So, you know, we have all these activating times that are just some reflections of what's really happening within humanity. Right now, apparently this weekend, this comet Ison is viewing is going to be at its best right now. And it's apparently November the 28th, it's going by the sun, and it may or may not be consumed by the sun, okay? And so just by looking at that, it's a reflection of something that we're taking in, okay? The sun is just, and all the planets are extensions of us all. They're just reflections of stuff. So something is going to be taken in. And it, you know, NASA is saying that the comet may not last. And so the sudden brightening of the comet this week is an indication that, you know, anyway, it's a beautiful green color. So if you're looking through, you know, telescope or whatever, however way you're looking at it, You can do it right now, apparently. You can look in the sky and see it without, but let's see what it says in this article. It's just cbc.ca news technology, Comet ISON. So just plug in Comet ISON and CBC, and you'll be able to get it. The comet had a sudden outburst, an event where it jumped dramatically in brightness. So humanity right now is starting to awaken and becoming brighter and taking in more light. As we go into fifth dimensional consciousness, we take in more light and we're vibrating at a higher frequency. And, you know, the physical body shifts a little bit. So the comet is just an indication of something going on within humanity. They say even if you have a good pair of binoculars, you'll be able to see it if you're out on your deck. If you're deep in the country and you don't have a lot of light pollution, it's really neat. You know, I just saw 4 black swans fly over my house. I was just looking out the window. I thought, what? I saw 7 of them 2 days ago. Anyway, so it's funny that I'm talking about this and I'm seeing, you know, the number 7. Well, I saw 7 of them and I just, you know, caught 4. They had flown, you know, over the roof before I saw them. I live close to a big lake. So they're looking for this comet, and it, you know, they're cosmic snowballs, but apparently this comet was made at the creation of the original creation of the universe. So it has a lot of elements that come, and gases and different things that come from the original creation. And, you know, Earth is supposed to have been one of the planets that was created at the beginning of time. So, anyway, when this, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, when, you know, it goes through the sun, a lot of energy is going to get released. And it says that this comet is currently closer to the sun than the Earth is, and is getting nearer the sun each day. And the sun grazer, the name given to comets that pass very close to the sun, it's becoming very bright. So the fact that it's, you know, getting really close to the sun is actually igniting it. So it says that it's expected to brush past our nearest star, a distance of 1.6 kilometers on November 28th, and the distance just a little bigger than the sun's own diameter. And when ISON was first detected near the orbit of Jupiter last year, astronomers predicted it might become one of the brightest comets ever seen. You know how comets predict births of kings or different things. They've been used to foreshadow different things. So it's amazing that this is happening right at this time when we're going through the exact, you know, synodic center of this 138-year-old cycle that I was just talking about. So it's, you know, it's supposed to become, it says it hasn't brightened as much as expected over the course of its sunward journey. It has brightened, but not as much. So if you're looking up into the sky, you may see this, you know, green comet. Somebody near Lucky Lake, Saskatchewan, captured a picture of it. And it's saying here that you should see the comet this weekend because it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And, you know, as it further approaches the sun, it may get brighter. And doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easier to see, but right now it's supposed to be easiest to be able to be seen. You know, it's because it's moving closer to the sun. It moves closer and closer and to where the sun is in the sky. And it says, why it is now visible a fair distance along the horizon before dawn, it will go lower and lower in the sky each day until it is too close to the sun to view safely. So right now is when you should be looking at it. So take advantage of it. It says if you accidentally look at the sun through a pair of binoculars, it can have lifelong negative effects on your vision. Be careful. So just a few more days, and you may be able to see it before it gets right in the sun's glare. And its close encounter with the sun is on November 28th, and it'll be brightest in the month of December as it moves away from the sun. That is if it doesn't go kaboop. And so it'll be really spectacular at that point. But comets sometimes break into pieces as they get close to the sun, and said it wouldn't be surprising if Ison does that. In fact, NASA suggests it's possible the comet's recent brightening may have been caused by the comet's solid core fragmenting. So that could be an indication of that. Given that Ison's nucleus is shrouded in such tremendous volume of light scattering dust and gas right now, it is almost impossible to determine this for a few days. And if the comet's core is already breaking up, it's unlikely that any piece will survive the comet's close approach to the sun, since the chunk would have to be at least 200 meters wide to survive. And it estimates that this week the comet is estimated to be 500 meters to 2 kilometers in diameter. Okay? It means right now you better take the opportunity. And, you know, possibilities and opportunities are there. And I'm taking it as an opportunity to look within myself, too, and see, you know, what is changing within me and how we can change and look at things within ourselves. You know, it says sometimes comets appear to have two tails, and they'll have what looks like a tail in front of the comet. So this person's saying they're in Calgary. It's the time of the year. He says very nice and cloudy in the east the past few days, but we're hopeful we'll get a break. So that's interesting. I just thought I'd bring that up. And you know, lately I've been seeing. It's funny when I go on the computer sometimes, two things overlay, like two completely different pictures. Kind of meld into each other, and I'm feeling that the two cosmoses are really kind of overlapping each other, and I feel that every once in a while, so something energetically is really changing. And some people have been saying the moon looks bigger. The moon is the feminine energy, and the energy I've been talking about the subconscious energy that, you know, during this last full moon eclipse in Aries that was on October the 18th, it was to open us up, you know, to the bigger picture, to our core values and things that have been hidden from us. You know, the subconscious and dream time have been used for us to go within, because part of that has been not within our view. So, you know, this comet and this full moon that's coming up in Taurus are allowing us to open ourselves up and look at our core values, awaken to see things that have been hidden that haven't been in our view before but are in our view now. So this overlap of these two realities, you know, of 3D and fifth dimensional realities is happening right now. And, you know, a lot of secrets and a lot of things that we've held within our subconscious, when we connect to source, things come to us, and inner mysteries that have not unfolded for us are going to be unfolding for us. It's you know, like when you look at life and death, there's a pulse. And, you know, I go out and feel trees, and I feel the energy within the tree. And I'll talk a little bit about that if I have the chance. Life and death is a pulse, and when we feel them together, it's creating now time and eternity and eternal time. We're light beings. We're beings of light. We're beyond time and space and life and death. You know, when we experience things and intense things, we become stronger. You know, some people don't go and use that strength within themselves and choose to take the pain body. And sometimes people pass away and they come back to learn more. This is the opportunity for us to say, hey, we want to be who we are, and we don't want to hide, and we don't want to have things not revealed to us anymore. You know, some people go back into the pain body, and they want to be in the fire. They're addicted to the pain. We can make choices right now. We're giving opportunities to expand ourselves beyond what we've experienced here in 3D. You know, underheadedness and secrets and secret societies have, you know, where people say, you know, you've got, a person's gone into these secret societies and they can only leave on death. But this shift in consciousness reveals what we truly are, and we don't have to experience that. We can make the choice, okay? Trees, the resonators and conduits and capacitators, which means that they carry electrical charges and they bring in the resonance of higher realms and things like that. You know, it may be heard of, you know, people going out into forests and, you know, experiencing higher realms in, you know, and when you touch a tree, you can feel the energy of the tree. And some people will ask a tree for energy, and the tree will say, yes, you can, you know, use that energy. Well, right now, it's important for us to use our own energy within ourselves. And I just want to say, you know, you can talk to the tree. And some people have been talking to trees recently, and they've been seeing the etheric body of trees actually expanding, and I've talked about that on shows, and the human bodies expanding and the energies changing. The full moon in Taurus that's coming on November the 17th is allowing us to ground. You know, it's earth energy. Taurus is, you know, an earth sign. And this, you know, I was talking about aligning with our core values, what we have been maybe hiding away from ourselves. And with this Ison comet and this moon, you know, coming up, this is allowing us to go within and to see what truly matters. And in these times of rapid change and transformation, you know, life seems to be going by so fast. You know, I've heard so many people talk about, where did the time go? And, you know, yesterday and today, it just seemed like I feel like I just got up, and it's, you know, 4:33 right now. So you may be feeling that. And it's really important to go within right now. And our manifesting abilities and financial things are going to be illuminated on this full moon, because, you know, anything that has to do with earth signs and, you know, grounding ourselves to the earth, with, we use the root chakra to manifest here because it's the physical realm. So use this energy of the full moon to empower yourself. You know, so many people that I've been talking to are feeling empowered, just saying, hey, I have this energy within myself, and I can shift things within myself to change my situation, to make things happen. And it's up to us. And, you know, the time is now. This is now time. And we are, you know, creatures that are really out of time and space, and we're multidimensional. So it's important to surrender to the deeper current that's running within us and transforming us, and seeing it and not being frightened, and seeing it as something that we were and we're going back to. It's just like, you know, the comet is coming back to the point where it was created. And Earth is right at that point where the Earth was created right now. And it's up to us and to surrender, you know, to relax. Today I went into, I felt I needed to really, really connect, and I relaxed, and I was just meditating, and I was seeing unbelievable things. And it would take me too long to explain them. And then afterwards, I went in the bath, in the tub, and I was feeling the flow of life. And it's time to experience where our journey has brought us. You know, a lot of people have been working for a long time on this inner journey. And taking our loved ones with us and contemplating the nature of what we value. Some people may have been trying to help other people and jeopardizing themselves in the process. It's important to look at ourselves and, you know, value ourselves too and not let people take our energy and to move in alignment with the energies that's shifting around us. It's all about shining that light. This Taurus full moon is about shining your light and what you love and what you value and what your goals are. You know, in fifth dimension, when we have goals, we include people around us and their love. And we think we don't do things just for our own gain. Three-dimensional consciousness does do that. And that's, I don't want to look at it as a way of being wrong or anything like that, because that's polaric. It's just the type of consciousness it is. But when your goals are aligned with your core values and you take in the people around you and you manifest at your peak, that is what, you know, and the love that you're feeling and living in the moment is really what fifth dimensional consciousness is really going to be, or if you haven't shifted into fifth dimensional consciousness yet. I see that, you know, quite a few of humanity has already done that. So your freedom and your joy in life is to live as authentically and in the moment and to value what you have around you and show love and be thankful. So, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up. That's, you know, really amazing that all this is happening so close to, you know, Thanksgiving. What you love and value is unique to you, and it makes you who you are. And everybody right now, the gift from the divine energy is to speak in your truth, to have understanding in your truth. You know, some people may be coming forth and saying their truth, and it might not be the best truth or the nicest things, but at least they're speaking their truth. And this is a shift in energy that's causing this. So, you know, right now, in three-dimensional consciousness, people define you by what you do. So, you know, you could be the nicest person in the world, and you could be doing one thing, but you're not doing the thing that's valued, that accumulation of material goods in three-dimensional consciousness. In fifth-dimensional consciousness, it's all about caring. And, you know, in a way, this is what holds us back in 3D. It's very limiting, allowing the world to define you by what you do. That's why it's so important to go within our core truth, to go within ourselves. And this Taurus full moon is about finding the gold within us. And, you know, the truth is beautiful. It's more interesting and mysterious than we even know. So what is true for you? What do you have within you that you've been hiding? Are you doing the job that you want to do? Or, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they didn't want, you know, they wanted to decide for them what they wanted to do. And I just said, you know, what do you want to do? What would make you happy? What would make you happy in the moment? What would cause things to flow for you? You know, it's important for us to look at those things right now. And what are your values? What are your values in life? This is a time of change. And I talked a couple weeks ago about relationships breaking down and, you know, finding your true mate and stuff. The person that is meant for you in fifth-dimensional consciousness, because we still have, you know, soulmates and twin flames, but it's important that your core values be reflected in your twin flame, okay? What gives you excitement? What makes you happy? Are you doing those things? What gives your life meaning? okay? You know, one person given a bunch of money would do one thing and, you know, go out, no, I can shop till I drop. Another person will say, hey, I can go around the world and help people. So, you know, the Taurus reveals your attitude towards money, security, and pleasure, and Taurus rules your inner resources. So your talents, your gifts, and abilities. So look at those things. Are you using your resources? Are you using everything you can in life? Are you just, you know, sloughing it off? This is a physical realm, and we still have to work to get things done. I mean, you can manifest, and things can happen instantly. The other day, I was watching a show with my son, and it was Doctor Who, and they were showing these cookies, jelly jammers or whatever, and I said, oh, I love those cookies. I used to eat them when I was a kid. And then I said, oh, I wish I really had some. And then my other son comes through the door, and he's got these cookies. So I'm thinking, wow. You know, he probably picked up, you know, when we connect with each other on the fifth dimensional consciousness, we're all one. And it's always been that way. Just in three-dimensional consciousness, we've lost awareness of it. You know, we really can do that. And so I got to have those cookies. So it was like, these are little things, but they bring you pleasure, you know. And it's not at all, you know, just about food and things like that. It's who do you want to spend time with? The other day I decided I was going to go spend some time with a 90-year-old friend. And I always feel so wonderful and good. And he does too when we're around each other, you know. Are you around people you don't want to be around? I'm just going to have a drink of water because I've been doing a lot of energy work, and it does affect you to some degree. And I'm expelling a lot of energy when I do that. So before you see a change in your world, change needs to occur within you first. And that's, you know, what we're doing right now. We're looking at things and seeing what doesn't work. And we've done that in those Mercury retrogrades in the Uranus-Pluto squares that have been happening. So don't sabotage yourself. And I talked about sabotage on last week's show. So if you're interested in knowing, you know, the steps that you can do to stop yourself from doing that, you can go back and listen to that show. You know, being stubborn can appear as a strength. And in truth, this may be your fear mask and your need to change, actually. And the Scorpio sun is championing you to move past your fears and clean up causes. Scorpio causes you to go really deep and look at things that you've been not really facing up to. You know, a week after Halloween, I was saying on the show that I did that Halloween, I felt like Halloween was then, because all these soul realms were opening up and they were converging and things were changing. But it's all just because it's happening within us too. So get rid of those pesky skeletons. You know, somebody wrote me a letter the other day, said, I want to know all about you and I want to know your dirty little secrets. And I basically said that, you know, like, I don't think that I have any skeletons in my closet. You know, pretty much things that have happened in my life, and I haven't had the best things happen at times, but that's behind me, you know. We all go through times and learning experiences and things like that. So it's time to look at those things. And how can you change them? Do you want to change them? And it wants you to use your own power. You reclaim your shadow side and release what no longer serves you. You know, a lot of humanity has been taking in the dark energy and then releasing it. Be fearless. You know, Chiron in Pisces moves direct on November 19th, and it says Chiron is the wound healer. This is from Mystic Mama, full moon in Taurus, November 17th, 2013. I don't think I said what it was at the beginning. It's just a little blurb. And, you know, it can empower you to find healing and new solutions within yourself. Your body is a messenger. And take good care of yourself right now, because with all these shifts in energy within us, we're using a lot of energy. Eat and rest and take in whole foods and drink plenty of water. You know, water cleanses the toxins out of your body, so be proactive when you do this. The Taurus full moon's method is to align your goals with your core values. And, you know, I was talking about how we've had a false illusion of security within the banking system, within the 3D reality here. And, you know, it's not. It's important for you to create your own safety and your own security. And key into your higher self and your multidimensional self. You know, it's, and take, use your own energy from your solar plexus and connect to source. Don't, you know, a lot of people haven't realized it, but they've been taking other people's energy and taking people's wishes. You know, this morning I got up and it says, don't let others take the wishes of people you hold dear. I get messages. So, you know, it's, and I've had so many people talking to me and they're starting to realize I'm giving up my energy. Well, you don't have to do that. You know, it's important actually to feel good within yourself and feel good within your power. And part of the inner journey is going within and seeing it. So be empowered and do what your heart desires. You know, people that are successful and work hard and do what they love never give up. They want to. So hold fast to your dreams, okay, right now. And, you know, we can create a heaven here on earth. And by doing that, we're expanding ourselves. We're becoming who we really are, love beings, okay? I'm just going to look now. I had an article about vegetables. Okay, here we go. Certain vegetables are really important right now, and I keep getting messages about that. Proteins from cruciferous and leafy green vegetables, you know, like broccoli and cauliflower, and it keeps popping me back into this Taurus moon. I guess there's something else I've got to say about it, but I will do it later. So our immune system's mostly in our gut, and a lot of people don't realize that, and the adrenal glands have something to do with the immune system and all the enzyme systems in our body and our blood. It's all interconnected. You know, it's about the oneness that they all function together. So if your gut isn't healthy, neither is your immune system. You know, I've heard people suffering from inflammatory diseases and bowel diseases, and they suffer from hypersensitivities and allergies. You know, the adrenal glands are being taxed, and our bowels and everything else are, you know, the bowel, think about it, it goes, and the tube going down to the stomach is right where all the chakras are, you know, the energy is shifting. So it's important that we clear the energy and so it doesn't affect our bodies. So it's important that we eat these leafy green vegetables and cruciferous vegetables to help it boost your immune system. You know, you've heard of blueberries, that they help, you know, with, you know, boosting up your vitamins in your body and helping the brain. You know, berries are good for the eyes. You know, these are good for the tummy, for your intestines. So leafy green vegetables activate the TBET gene. It's T-BET gene. And I was briefly reading this article in Nature Immunology, and it shows that this study, when you eat these vegetables, it activates the immune gene, the TBET. And it's essential for development of subgroup of cells that are needed for the immune system. So the proteins from these vegetables, they interact with cellular receptors that activate the same pathways. So, well, you know, this TBET gene, when activated, increases production of immune cells known as innate lymphoid cells. And these immune cells play a really important role in, against fighting harmful bacteria in your GI system. You know, humanity's whole physical self, you know, we're not using energy living in fear anymore. And I've talked about the parasympathetic system and the sympathetic nervous system and how, you know, it activates the brain. And when you're living in fifth dimensional consciousness, you're not, you use your brain, but you don't have brain chatter going on in there. And, you know, that takes a lot of energy. So, you know, when you're going to fifth dimensional consciousness, you're shifting from third to fifth, it takes a lot of energy. And it, you know, it also affects the stomach. So you may notice when you're shifting energy, you may be becoming sensitive to food, but then that passes. I know that even Carol Guy and myself, we went through periods of time where we were really sensitive to food. And so I'm just, you know, trying to help people so they don't have to experience quite what we've experienced or other people. So these innate lymphoid cells that have been activated by, you know, these T cells, the T-BET gene, they lower food sensitivities and control, you know, your weight, and they ease inflammation. So, you know, it says in that article I was reading in immunology that the T-BET is the gene that instructs precursor cells to develop into lymphoid cells. And, you know, we can control them. So, you know, a lot of people have been eating a raw vegetarian diet. You know, some of these vegetables do can affect the thyroid, like broccoli and cabbage, and what was the other one? A little Brussels sprouts. They're better if you cook them, okay? Or you steam them lightly. But eating leafy greens is important. You know, to eat a lot of salads and kale and those sorts of things. They have these proteins that interact with receptors within our intestines that trigger this T-BET activity, which triggers the immune system. So it's not a good idea right now to be eating a lot of refined sugars and saturated fats that would suppress this gene, because it is shifting within humanity. It's important that we give it the boost that it needs. So food does affect the genes, and the genes are shifting right now. You know, so we're going from, our humanity is going from two strands of DNA to 144 strands of DNA. So it's, and this T-BET also affects the interleukin 22. So by eating the cruciferous vegetables like kale or leafy greens like spinach, the proteins within these vegetables interact with the cell surface proteins within our guts, and they send a signal to, you know, the cells at a microscopic level, the cell's nucleus, that results in this showing up. And T-BET influences precursor cells develop into these lymphoid cells. And the lymphoid cells travel to the gut and release interleukin 22. So it's a whole process, and you don't want to interfere with that right now. And the interleukin 22, it improves the flow of mucus within the intestines. You may notice that you're having a lot of mucus coming up in your throat. Well, it's just because that's being activated. And it improves the cells, like the killer T cells and the natural killer cells within the body. So it helps the immune system. You know, a lot of the indigos, because they've already expanded, already have, you know, the mechanisms within the body that fight off different things, even AIDS. You know, they're finding out these kids are being born to mothers with AIDS, and they're indigos, or, you know, crystal children, and they don't get it, you know. So it improves the antimicrobial defenses and helps with the flora. You know, a lot of people have been eating yogurt, but eating some of these vegetables raw and eating oatmeal actually helps with the flora in your intestines, even more so than yogurt, okay? So you want to improve keep your gut and your immunity within your body, and you don't want to have food sensitivities and infections and have problems with your inflammatory system right now, because the energy is being used to shift your genetic stuff. And, you know, it takes a lot of energy, so it's important that we eat the proper diet right now. And, you know, I'm talking about a lot of things right now, but I'm talking about things that are important in the moment for humanity. I hear a little puppy dog barking outside, and he won't stop barking, so somebody let him outside nearby, and, you know, I feel bad for the little guys. Anyway, refined sugars break down, and they cause glycation, and you need the T-Bet to help fight that off. And this is pretty amazing, you know, that foods can affect our genes. But, you know, food was created here in 3D to help us, you know, exist with the ego in this physical realm. So put more veggies in the diet. That's basically what I'm saying. Eat kale. I make this wonderful kale salad with tahini dressing. If you Google it, you can get recipes. And parsley, you add it to your green drinks. And, you know, people that eat, animal protein or eggs, they're putting, things like spinach and, you know, things with color in them. Or, you know, if you're making pancakes or anything like that, whole wheat, add blueberries. You know, that's important, you know, for the brain energy right now, too. Add leafy greens to your veggie burgers and any type of thing that you have. Or try to throw in a little extra spinach. And, you know, I've been making this really good vegetable soup. You know, it all helps with the energy right now. I'm just going to shut the door because I can hear this barking's getting pretty loud. I'll have to go check out on it after the show. So you want to increase and help things within your body right now because there's a lot of changes going on. Are you stressed out? You know, adrenal fatigue, it affects your life. You know, 80% of Americans are affected with adrenal fatigue at some point in their lives. And, you know, it causes other disorders, and they can overlap. Are you experiencing weight gain in the waist or the stomach and feeling fatigued all the time? You know, people feel fatigued when they drink more coffee, but it causes you to produce more cortisol, and it fatigues the adrenal glands more. Are you tired? Do you have brain fog? Are you sluggish and you need stimulus to get you going? Part of it's constipation and you feel jittery and you feel depressed. You know, how's your skin and your hair? Are you feeling arthritic? Is there pain in your neck and back? You know, we're going through ascension and yeah, a lot of these symptoms are ascension, but you know, the pain in the upper back and the neck. Is your hair falling out? Cold hands and feet. Allergies. You know, I was talking about, you know, how adrenal fatigue, well, you know, what's going on in your stomach with your immune system. You know, it's affected also by the adrenal glands. You know, your allergies and stuff, your cortisol you produce in your body that stop allergies. It's saying that the show is going out, so if you can't hear me, I booked an hour and a half, but Carol might have only booked an hour because the show was, you know, suddenly. Go back and listen to the archives, okay? Okay, I was talking about pain and adrenal fatigue and, you know, the immune system in your gut and how they're all interacting. Cold hands and feet is just some of it, allergies. Low body temperature, reduced sex drive. And adrenal fatigue is basically, you know, allowing, in 3D, your reaction to fight or flight response and letting it take, you know, stress take over your life. So stress is a big issue right now in a lot of people. And it's all about taking time, going within, meditating, looking at yourself, taking care of yourself. And adrenal fatigue, as well as many other balances in the body, affect the mind, body, and, you know, the soul of an individual. So, you know, you may have been a real easygoing person, but when you're going through this adrenal fatigue, you might get angry and then, you know, be fearful and feel guilty afterwards, say, oh, why did I do that? And then not be able to sleep, feeling sick all the time, having chronic illnesses and infections. And, you know, too much exercise is not good, too. You know, if you're jogging, like, miles and miles and miles, it puts a big taxing on your body. So it's about getting proper exercise and balancing things, getting a proper diet. If you're gluten intolerant, don't keep eating stuff that's going to make your body, you know, keep on producing anti-inflammatory things and causing allergy and arthritis and that sort of thing. So what are you doing to make your life easier, not to worry? Exposure to large amount of toxins. You know, are you eating a lot of food that has pesticides on it? Are you around people that smoke a lot? Are you around, you know, things that can cause toxic reactions in your body? Caffeine. It's important not to drink too much coffee or have anything that has too much caffeine in it right now because it stresses the adrenal glands, especially since we're going through ascension right now. Excess sugar is also the same thing. It causes a breakdown inflammation. And so adrenal fatigue is caused by all these things and digestive imbalances. So eating your leafy green vegetables, you know, mom wasn't wrong about that, you know, eating your vegetables. You know, these, to describe the adrenal glands, they're like little caps that are over on top of your kidneys. And it's around your waist in the back. And, you know, this gland is the most, it produces the most abundant hormones in your body. DHEA and cortisol. And, you know, there's a lot of different things going on within the adrenal glands. It's supposed to be a stress regulator, and it came about because of 3D and because of, you know, the ego and fight or flight. You have to, in a physical world, if there's danger, you have to get out of the way. You know, if you slam on your brakes and you swear and you're happy that you didn't have an accident, you probably had your heart start to race and you felt like, you know, your head was throbbing. This is what you're feeling, but we're not running. It's you're standing still. You know, maybe back, way back when people were being chased by animals and stuff like that, that kicking in was helpful. But now, it's sometimes we live in fear. And we don't need to, you know. So that's why fifth dimensional living and consciousness and living in love consciousness and living in the moment, enjoying nature, being a loving person, being kind is important. And feeling the love between us and helping other people, but, you know, at the same time not letting them take advantage, are important. It helps decrease the stress. And having people around us and animals around us decreases our stress level. So, you know, after you've had that reaction, the cortisol remains elevated in your body. And the DHEA is declining. And if you're 40 or older, it's doing so naturally. So, but our hormones decline with age. But when we're stressed, they decline even more rapidly. So, you know, you see some people that are in their 60s and they only look about 30. It's because they've learned to manage their stress or they've shifted consciousness. You don't want to age faster. And, you know, meditating actually helps with stress, too. So when stressful things happen, we don't react with them. We feel the emotion, but we don't attach ourselves to the emotion. And we feel love. you know, a lot of people are drinking sodas or pop, whatever you want to call it, and taking pills to get themselves, you know, pep pills to boost themselves. But these things are actually masking the problem and making the problem worse. Cortisol is important in our bodies. It normalizes sugar. And when the stressor occurs, the cortisol increases the blood level in your body. And it works with the pancreas to provide enough glucose for your cells. So, you know, if you're running, you'll have enough glucose going to your cells. And when blood sugar levels are continuous all the time, it can create diabetes because your body's, you know, giving off, you know, insulin all the time. So, you know, it stops being able to do that. Cortisol is an anti-inflammatory agent. You know, we were talking about how in the gut we don't want to have that happen. And so it's important to eat those vegetables to help trigger things within your body to have anti-inflammatory things and going on. You know, so you want to be able to, when you really, really need it, when you have trauma happen, you know, this cortisol is released to reduce the swelling and repair the injury. When you have too much trauma, it produces too much cortisol. So arthritis and fibromyalgia and osteoporosis are your body, you know, reacting to inflammatory within the body, and it actually breaks down the body. And cortisol is an immune system supporter. It influences most cells that help with your immune system. So chronic levels of cortisol suppress your immune system. So it's not good to be fearful in a chronic state of stress. And it helps balance your stress, but if it's chronic, you know, when it becomes chronic, the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in and your body's, your adrenal glands are squirting cortisol out all the time, you know, your body will not be able to produce it anymore. And they do those 24-hour cortisol levels for people that, you know, are feeling tired and stuff to see if the adrenal glands are producing enough, and you know it can affect your blood pressure and cause high blood pressure if you're not producing enough to balance things within your body, and it can even you know, you're not able to balance your hormones in your body too because the adrenal glands do a lot, and I don't really want to get into everything they do, but just a basic outline, and you can do the research yourself. You know, it can create estrogen, too much estrogen being in the body, and fibroids, and even cancer, breast cancer especially. So if you're finding that you're feeling really stressed out, and you know, you suspect a whole bunch of different things going on within yourself, it's important to get that checked out. But it's also imperative to repair your adrenals, your adrenal glands. You know, I want to talk a little bit about what you can do to help with that. So if you're having adrenal fatigue. Anyway, it says traditional medicine, the article that I was reading, it can become severe. You know, so you can't detect it by normal means unless it becomes very severe. And, you know, people get their patients anti-anxiety drugs, but it's a Band-Aid. So holistic practitioners are people that you may want to go consult with, or just put an intention out that you want your body to heal itself. That's, you know, I went all the routes, and I went through a lot of the different things that I'm talking about today. So there's different tests that you can go, and, you know, a lot of them are pretty accurate. Some of them is testing the saliva, testing, you know, the blood level, or doing, you know, urine tests. But we were talking about, you know, this Taurus moon and going within your core, looking at your core values. If you're not doing what makes you happy, and it causes a lot of stress to a lot of people. So by actually doing what you want to do, you'll have more of what you want and less of what you don't want. And that's, you know, manifesting. It's about making lifestyle changes and not being focused on negative emotion. You know, I've talked so much about that on the show. You know, we're multidimensional beings, and we need to balance ourselves. And when we go into fifth-dimensional living, living in that fifth-dimensional consciousness, we learn about balance, okay? And when you connect to source, you know, things within your body automatically balance yourself. But this is, you know, in between time. So it's all about keeping balance within your body. So look at what's stressful. You know, I've talked at the beginning of the show, who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with people that, you know, you think you got to be nice to them, that are really mean to you or abusive to you? You can make a choice. You can say, hey, I don't need this stress in my life right now, and it's causing me a lot of havoc. Isn't it worth feeling love and laughter in your life? You know, that expression, love, laugh, and life? You know, that's what you want in your life right now. And, you know, you'll find that just changing a few little things, you know, even I know some people, they set their alarm clock and go to bed a little earlier, you know, and you get that extra hour of sleep that you need. That's important. And, you know, some people have been experiencing this for decades. And, you know, having a lot of children and work, you know, I had little children, and I was working at a job that was very stressful, and I was doing all this other stuff around it. And then I had a car accident, and, you know, I was the only one working. So there was a lot of challenges and a lot of things. I had to look at myself and say, hey, how can I change these things in my life? So it's important that you look at how you can decrease the stress in your life, okay? And, you know, I was talking about sleep. A lot of people are trying to experience life and trying to do a lot of stuff. And, you know, somebody wrote on Facebook the other day that they got up early to do some stuff, but it would have been better if they had slept that extra hour, because they would have got things they had to do a lot quicker, and they wouldn't have been so tired. So get a lot of sleep. You know, some people need 8 hours of sleep. Some people only need 5. But you need sleep to help heal your adrenal glands. And it's important to get that sleep. You know, some people say that the adrenals heal at a certain time. So you just got to see how you feel better. So maybe going to bed at 9 o'clock for some people is what they have to do, especially if you've got, you're really, really tired right now. So nighthawks, night owls, some people take melatonin, 5-HTP, herbs, magnesium, warm baths, and, you know, respond to your body, listen to your body. That's why the inner journey is so important right now. It will speak to you. Music's important to some people. It'll help you sleep. Being out in nature, you know, cleaning your digestive tract, doing cleanses, doing liver cleanses for some people. If you're going to do this adrenal repair, it's important not to have sugar, caffeine, and alcohol, because they're going to not help with the repair. Some people don't eat salt, but to some degree, Himalayan or Celtic-type natural salts help within the body. And this past summer, I started getting organic vegetables and have at least 6 servings every day, and juicing. You know, it helps cleanse out your body, and doing that lemon and, not apple cider vinegar. Well, there's a whole bunch of different cleanses. You know what I'm talking about. Lemon in water and stuff like that. You know, some people take 1/2 of organic lemon and cleanse it and drink, you know, it cleanses them by drinking half of a lemon within water. It's important not to exercise a lot. Maybe go for a walk. But if it's really tiring for you, stop, because you're taxing your adrenal glands. And, you know, eat regularly and eat good food. Some people may have to eat more. Have snacks if you need it. And it's important to get enough protein. So if you're not eating animal protein, you know, eat eggs and tofu and things like that, or lentils, beans. You know, protein is important to help restore and regenerate adrenal glands. And, you know, some people have an estrogen overload, so go see your doctor, and he may prescribe a progesterone cream to help with the balance of that. You know, taking vitamins too, or herbs, it's important just to speak to somebody, to a naturopath, or, you know, an open-minded doctor. One thing I noticed about adrenal fatigue is that, you know, for carbohydrates and sugar cravings, you know, if you're really craving a lot of that stuff and sugar, and you don't have diabetes, it may mean that you're having, you know, that problem. Vitamin C is really important with bioflavonoids and B vitamins, vitamin E, magnesium, you know, and B complex for some people, and a multivitamin, DHEA, you know. Be careful with that. Go speak to your doctor, the naturopath, and take some antioxidants. I know that I had this doctor at one time, and he actually took hydrocortisone because he had an illness, but it was a genetic illness that he had to take. But, you know, the adrenal glands snap back pretty fast if you do watch what you take. And probiotics, but, you know, like I was saying, eating raw vegetables help with produce digestive enzymes. And fermented vegetables are pretty good, too. You know, like an apple cider vinegar is also good. You know, I was talking about adrenal glands. You know, there's the outer portion of the adrenal gland is called the adrenal cortex, and it's responsible for creating three types of hormones: the mineral corticoids, which conserve sodium in the body. So, you know, you want to make sure you have salt. That's why I was mentioning about the salt. You have enough. If you're taking all the salt out of your body, it's going to put you in an imbalance. And glucocorticoids, which increase blood sugar levels, and gonocorticoids, which regulate sex hormones such as estrogen. So I'm just mentioning these to help you see why I was talking about. So if your adrenal, you know, cortex were to stop functioning, it would mean death, because it controls a lot of metabolic processes that are essential to life. And the inner medulla is the inner portion of this subrenal gland of the adrenal gland. It secretes epinephrine and norepinephrine for times of stress. So it jump starts the heart. And if you don't have enough of those, your heart can actually stop. And, you know, there's several diseases that may impact. So you don't want to have that problem. You don't want to burn out your adrenal glands. And Cushing's disease is the creation of too much cortisol, and Addison's disease. And that's what my doctor had, Addison's disease, which occurs when not enough cortisol is created. You know, those are treated with medications, though. So you don't want to get to the point where you start having those problems. I was going to mention something else about, you know, Ascension's symptoms. You know, people, when they feel kind of buzzing in their heads and they feel the frequency in their bodies start to amp up, they start to feel like, hey, I'm losing my mind, okay? So that's why we have these shows, to help people. You know, people feel strange, ungrounded, they feel fuzzy, they feel depressed, they feel shaky. And you know, there's a lot of symptoms that happen. But, you know, also I'm talking about this adrenal stuff. So some of the symptoms cross over. And, you know, the changing how you see things and pushing old patterns, paradigms, and things like that to the surface could cause stress for some people. But if you know why it's happening, you know, all of a sudden people say, well, I can't push the back of my mind anymore, and I'm feeling burnt out, and I have to deal with this. And it's just important for you to understand that this is time of release, okay? And, you know, I'm going to talk about it more on other shows because there's a few other things I want to talk about. Right now in November, there's a lot of things going on. You know, November 1st was when the critical mass for that Uranus-Pluto square happening. And, you know, people are opening up and awakening. So this November 24th, synodic square peaks, it's all about undergoing kind of like a rebirth, a death to what was, looking at things in rebirth and a recreation and restructuring. And it can cause an upheaval and a rise from the ashes, like the phoenix. It does involve complete waking and freeing yourself and change in our lives. So this November is going to be about looking at things on the soul level. You know, I was telling you about how the soul realm opened up over a week ago. But it has to do with us consolidating and converging our mind, physical self, and the soul and the spiritual realms. So we're seeing all these upheavals. And, you know, I was talking about that cycle that had its beginnings from 1965 to 1968. Now we're going through another one of those cycles. So it's important to express and see yourself as an individual, but also to see yourself as connected to other people. And, you know, in 3D, there's a need for control and power and status quo. And in fifth dimensional consciousness, there's a need for working together in the oneness. So we're breaking that down. And there's resistance. You know, the leaders right now, and especially the one in Toronto, is resisting. He thinks he's fine. So this cycle is radically empowering our growth. And we're going to really, really start to change. This month is not an easy month. And it's going to amp up even more. And that, like I said, it seems like time is going by really quickly. So are you familiar with what's going on within you? You know, that's what these shows are all about. You know, we're coming to some revelations. We're opening up. It could be a revolution happening within humanity also. Breaking away from the things that, and reinventing ourselves and seeing ourselves as free and empowered. You know, it's all about making a commitment. And, you know, I was talking about how we're joining, you know, the mind, soul, and the body together. It takes energy. So to keep yourself as focused and as balanced as possible, be aware that that's happening. You know, the new moon on the 3rd and the solar eclipse, it gave us the ability to move and to take things to the next level. And so that was really important. It's still continuing. You know, how we deal with money, and I've talked about it a couple weeks ago on the show, and looking at death and life and rebirth, and how, you know, you feel if somebody's manipulating you, it's not time to be obsessive about love. It's important to let each one of us grow to expand, because that, you know, we're moving energy, we're expanding energy. You know, Venus moved into Capricorn, and I was talking about how new loves and new ways of seeing things and even making money in a different way are happening. you may break your old establishment, see things in a totally different way. And it's, you know, the Jupiter retrograde on the 7th allowed for outward growth after the expansion within ourselves. And, you know, Jupiter will retrograde back to the 10th degree Cancer by the first week of March and then go direct. So there's a lot going to be happening in March. So just to make you aware of that. And I will talk about it when that time comes. No, Mercury ended the retrograde in the 10th. And now we're moving ahead. And we're looking at things and goals that we've set for ourselves. You know, you may want to end a relationship that hasn't been good for you. You may want to re-examine how your financial matters are. It's all about moving forward now. And, you know, Neptune, I think I was talking about that over the last 2 weeks, too. It allows us to move forward, too, and to do things that you want to do, you know, like the things that you find beautiful in the moment. So don't hold yourself back anymore. Look at the beauty around us. And the full moon on the 17th is sort of like a culmination of everything that we've looked at in the retrograde and all the energy, you know, with the eclipses and the things. How are you seeing how you manage money, gifts, and things, the material things that are around us? You know, the emotions are going to be high in this full moon. So that's, you know, it's important that we look at our emotions right now. You know, I will talk a little bit more about these things as they go along, but I just wanted to touch on them. I was talking about how trees, you know, they have a certain frequency, and they allow us to connect to the earth, but also to the heavens above. And I've talked about that on shows before, too. It's important that we look at that part of ourselves, because everything around us is a reflection. How are you managing your frequency within your body? Are you feeling it? Are you allowing it to happen? Are you allowing the energy and expanding the energy within your chakras? Are you clearing that energy? Are you putting the intention out to expand your energy and to shift consciousness if that's what you've chose? You know, there's been times where the electromagnetic energy of the sun have been shifting. And right now, I guess there's a blockage in the sun. You know, the northern hemisphere has shifted, but I think it's the southern hemisphere hasn't. So the electromagnetic energy within us, you know, sometimes it gets blocked, and then it allows us to take in more information because it's an opening, okay? And, you know, trees resonate. You know, I was feeling the tree and feeling the energy around the tree today. It was osculating. And as we shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, our frequency and the amount of energy is just pulsates. It's a freer energy. So when you go to bed at night and you feel like you're pulsating, that just means that you're shifting consciousness. You've opened up your upper heart chakra and you're shifting energy, okay? So it's normal. It's not anything to be concerned about. It just means that, you know, we're electric beings. We're light beings. It's the electrical impulses and within the heart and within the body are shifting. So I just wanted to mention that, you know, trees have a lot of really amazing energy, and it's important that we look at them. And we see that things around us are important. You know, I was talking about the swan and the swan energy, and I was seeing, you know, shifting of energy lately because I've been seeing the black swan, and that usually means some powerful big changes are coming. Yeah, the swan is one of the most ancient of totems, and this is on 195 of Animals Speak by Ted Andrews. And, you know, there's black swans, and it's more of a nocturnal symbol. It's considered a symbol of something rare and almost non-existent. So the energy that we're going through right now is really changing. And, you know, the neck is the bridge between the head, you know, the long neck of the swan, the higher realms, and the lower body, the lower realms. And right now, you know, some people have been split. They've functioned in the higher realms, and some people have functioned in the lower realms. It's important that we allow all of them to flow together. And, you know, these Uranus-Pluto squares are allowing us to go back and to open up the energy and allow this energy to flow. You know, the inner beauty within ourselves, you know, I was talking about, it's important to see that part of ourselves and focus on that inner beauty within ourselves. And, you know, the swan energy allows us to do that. It's a cold-loving bird. It can't stand heat, and it's mostly in the northern hemispheres. It ties to the direction of the north, and its symbol can be examined as well. You know, the keynote is awakening the true beauty and the power of the self and the cycle of the power of winter. So, you know, and looking at the dark side of ourselves, too, and accepting parts of ourselves and seeing the love and beauty and focusing on those things. You know, they make a sound. The trumpeter swan makes a beautiful sound. And, you know, they're powerful birds, and they have great strength. It's about looking at the strength of ourselves. The swan is the totem of the child, the poet, the mystic, the dreamer. Swans fill mythology and folklore as symbols of beauty and grace, of Aphrodite, the goddess of love. And they were also depicted pulling the chariot of Apollo. Zeus took the shape of a swan to make love to Leodo, a mortal, reflecting the ability of the swan to link different worlds and dimensions. So use the swan to link yourself to your multidimensional self and your connection to source and your connection to the earth. Just like trees, you know, connect to higher realms and to the earth. That's what humanity is doing right now. We are in a physical realm, and it's important to stay grounded in that realm, but it's also to open ourselves up. And it's all about, you know, connection to the higher realms. Some of them, like the fairy realms, you know, the swan song has come to be synonymous with poetic love, and it can teach the mysteries of song and poetry for those that touch the child and beauty within. So, you know, it's showing that great energy shifting. You know, we are shifting a lot of energy within ourselves, and a lot of adrenal fatigue can be happening. Our stomachs, you know, energy is being taken away from the stomach, so it's important that we eat good food to show that. You know, this ice on comet that's coming, and it's here, and we can see it now. It reflects the light within ourselves and the shifting and changing of energy. You know, revolution and revelation is a time of great change. The full moon in Taurus, November the 17th, is going to show a lot to us and how we can really forge forward. You know, the sequoia trees in California, you know, I was talking about how trees are very energetic. These trees are magical, and it's important that we recognize beauty and benefits of nature. And, you know, that the fact that trees are conduits, resonators, and capacitators of incredible energy, and they are here to help. You know, they take energy from the sun and the earth and the minerals, kingdom, and water. And I've talked about all these things many times on the show. And they're transmitting and project wave energy. And they're helping bring in the fifth dimensional consciousness, too, along with many beings that are here at this time. So nature around you, be out where the trees are, and it will help you shift your energy and help you more than you even know, okay? I know we're living in a concrete jungle in some of the cities, it's important to get out in nature. There's places and parks where you can be around trees. You know, these giant sequoias, they project a field, an auric field, that I've talked before, that is very much like the auric field around humanity. So they're holding our auric field, and they also, you know, take in carbon monoxide and breathe out oxygen for us. So there's a reciprocal relationship here, and it's an important one. And, you know, the collective consciousness of humanity and us being kind to each other, and this connectiveness is really important with the trees right now. I'm having, like, my vision's kind of going in an altered state right now, just talking about that. I was talking about two realities overlapping and, you know, feeling our strength right now. Also, you know, this broken heart syndrome, we're taking a lot of energy. Relationships are changing. We can actually become very ill, and our heart patterns change if we're holding a lot of emotion within us. And that's happening right now within humanity. You know, DNA is unraveling. Frequency in our body is changing. Vibration is what gives us our physical form here. Be the change. Focus on the positive. We have the opportunity to really make big changes here within ourselves and, you know, reconnect with our true selves and with Source, where all energy and creative energy emanates from. Focusing on the past is distorted, and sentimentality creates hate and revenge, and wars have been fought in the name of God, and it's not what who we really are. Focusing on the present moment allows us to focus on all that is love and beauty in that moment. Also, veer away from people who would bring you down and pull you away from higher frequency. Focusing on the moment is important right now. Be prepared to receive what you have asked for when it comes knocking at your door. You know, there was this woman was asking me about jobs and different things, and I told her that I saw it coming. She had the job open for her, but then she started to doubt. You can actually have the door closed to you. Keep in your own energy. Do not allow people to take your wishes and dreams. You know, I have a friend that I was talking about that I go to visit, and he makes me feel good. He's 90 years old. I listen to his stories that he talks about the, you know, the Second World War. It was all about who has the power. In 5D consciousness, the power is shared. Manipulation of the masses for the few, its purpose is holding back humanity's true nature. So it's important that we don't allow that to happen. Focus on what we want, and we'll get more of it. So if we focus on love and being living in truth, more of it will come our way. You know, I was talking about the immune system in the gut and the cruciferous and leafy green vegetables activating pathways within us that allow our immune system to function the way it should. You know, look within yourself. What are you not taking within you that is nurturing you? You know, these lymphoid cells that help lower food sensitivities and control obesity and inflammation, how do we put these into our lives? So when you feel love and you reflect it in your body, you know, you want to do the things that are good for yourself too. And then your body, you know, you can hold back so many things in your body by feeling hate or holding things at a cellular level. It stops producing things that are really how we allow flow to happen. Things flow in our body the way they're supposed to. And, you know, with all the energetic changes, it's important that we focus on having our energy flow, you know. That's why I talked a lot about that. This Taurus full moon on, you know, that's coming up. It's about inner worlds releasing, doing that inner journey, but it's going to make it easier for us. You know, Venus, the sign of Capricorn, over the last 4 months, and the conjunct with Pluto today, the underworld, it's opening us up. And, you know, this Uranus energy, you know, the Venus Pluto Capricorn energies that are mixing, it allows us to create beauty and see the beauty within us. And that's half the journey. So Neptune has stopped. There's a retrograde for 6 months. And Mercury conjunct with the north node of the moon. This is the third time that the retrogrades happened and we've gone back. So this six-week period, Mercury going through Scorpio, things are coming to the surface. We are going even deeper to look at things. And, you know, the solar eclipse, like I was saying, in Scorpio a week ago, and the full moon in Taurus, it's going to be opposite the sun in Scorpio. And so a lot of energy. You know, I talk about some of the stuff and just mention a little bit about it, but what it really does is it shows that that things are really shifting within us. And the Venus conjunct Pluto's Scorpio, Saturn, Capricorn is switching places. And it's just causing us to look at things in a different way. You know, when you switch how you see things, and I was talking about time speeding up, it's happening because of this. And it's allowing our minds to exist out of 3D consciousness. And also, the Venus-Pluto is happening in Capricorn, which allows us to keep a lid on emotion that would be released otherwise, so which is a good thing. The Venus-Pluto conjunct unleashes love and desire, which can threaten emotion and stability, but because of the Capricorn, allows us to. You know, it's important that we look at our values, look at how we feel about things, go within ourselves, look at our relationships, look at how letting go of control. And the circle of time, it's going faster. There's more ships happening in a quicker amount of time. And I'm talking about this really fast in point form because I don't have a lot more time to talk about it. When things speed up, our core begins to change. You know, it's like when things speed up, our energy speeds up and it flows more. And it kind of triggers expansion and other things to open up, which triggers other things. It's like a domino effect. And it's harder to hold on to what we've had here in 3D consciousness. The paradigms begin to break down. And as we go and do the inner work, we're breaking down old structures within ourselves. So it's a time of great change and challenges. And, you know, things that we thought we had resolved, when we go back in those retrogrades, reopen themselves to an even deeper level. And, you know, that Scorpio eclipse that we had just a little while ago allowed us to go even deeper. So it's a time for humanity to just allow themselves to take that gift of being able to grow deeper. It's also time for decisions. Where we are headed, because we are in 3D consciousness to some degree still, and we're living in overlapping realities. It's important that we look, but we also look to what we've left and what do we want to leave here. Do we want to have this fracking and have a destroyed Earth? I think a lot of people are starting to think about that now. They're thinking that there's consequences in a physical world. And it's about making commitment to this change and this expansion. Are you wanting to expand? Do you want to change consciousness? You can make a lot more changes in a lot shorter period of time or a lot more decisions. There's a lot more to be looked at. And, you know, there's going to be three more retrogrades March of 2015 to look at, to go within ourselves. And it's important to keep our energy in a great state. you know, to balance our energy, to balance love to hate. You know, the Philippines, a lot of people have been asking, you know, what happened? You know, a lot of energy was released, especially from that part of the world. And, you know, energy like that would have done a lot more harm in the past, even though there were people, you know, it's just about how do we shift things and energy within ourselves so it doesn't get into collective consciousness and happen on the planet. Because what happens within us is a reflection of what goes on within us. You know, the sun's been having a lot of solar flares. And a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, the sun right now doesn't have a lot of solar spots. Like, why is this not happening? Because we've released a lot of stuff within ourselves. We're not holding things within ourselves, compartmentalizing things anymore. The collective consciousness of humanity is restructuring and shifting in a massive way right now, especially, you know, since the beginning of this month. And, you know, humanity went a lot into fourth dimensional consciousness and emotion, looking at emotion. And now it's the fourth dimension and fifth dimension of love are intersecting. And the sun's doing the unexpected. The sun's not going through the solar energy the way people thought it would. You know, there's, even though there's a lot of solar flares, a couple weeks ago, I think in 3 days there was 34 of them. It's a time where we must look at our ego and treat it like a child and nurture it, because the ego tries to control, and materialism and power, those are the things that the ego exacerbates. And, you know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's about balance and love and what can we do to help ourselves and help others. You know, the root chakra is where, you know, the adrenal glands and the fear of death come from. We can be all we can be. It's just taking ourselves out of those paradigms and the matrix that hold us there. And 3D material world. You know, the infinite is opening herself up, the divine infinite creative energy, the masculine feminine energy, is balancing itself right now. So it's happening within humanity. It's expanding. What hooks us here? It's important right now to what hooks us here in this realm in 3D. And is it people that stop us? Is it our fears that stop us? Is it not the fear of our potential and our possibilities? We should be excited about potential and possibilities and manifesting something wonderful here. It's all about letting go of fear. We're light beings. We go on. There's nothing to be feared for. There's nothing to cling on to. Trust is important for the self. What can we do to help ourselves trust ourselves and love ourselves? And trust in the divine intelligence. It's all about letting go. It's about seeing a new world, seeing what is holding us here, too, though. Cut all the cords that are holding us in the paradigms here, in the matrix. Relax. Go in nature. Look at your emotions. See the root of your fears. The past lives should be included in this, too. Crap. I use the word crap. Leave it behind. Why are you holding on to it? Release it. You know, that's what these solar flares have been reflecting, humanity letting go of this. But do it in a balanced, gentle sort of way. We're not in the spider web anymore. We can let go. Enlightenment and ascension process is where we're headed right now. And look at it as an adventure and a birthing journey. You know, I talked a lot of ideas were shared. It's just what is going on with humanity in the moment. And I will talk about more of them as time goes on. So just think of yourself as love. Open yourself up and allow the energy to flow. And if you feel your body pulsating, think, hey, wow, I'm doing it. And this is, it's happening. And I can connect to everyone. And everyone is me, and I am everyone. And much love to you all as we continue to go through this Uranus Pluto.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your heart and mind always be open to experiencing a greater world.